All right, I've got to warn everybody that the demonic war against humanity is being waged now, all right in the open. I'm going to give you two specific examples here that will absolutely shock you. It will shock your psyche of how blatant it has become. But all the portals are being opened. The creatures are taking possession. The Luciferians that have already been established in this realm, who are celebrities and singers and celebrity chefs, as you're going to see here, they're all coming out openly, calling for demonic types of killings and things like that. So the war against humanity, which is also a transhumanism war, not just transgenderism, which is part of it, but that's a subset. The larger war is transhumanism, which gets into genetic engineering, mRNA injections, you know, biocircuitry modifications, implementations, augmentations of human beings, cyborgs, merging with machines, artificial intelligence, sentient AI systems, all of this. It's all under the same umbrella of what's going on, which is a satanic attack on humanity to eliminate the entire human race because it exists in the image of God. So let's get right to a couple of the videos that will blow your mind. First, we'll do the bigger aha second. But first, let me show you this short video from celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay, who is a Luciferian demon creature. And he used to host a show called Hell's Kitchen that was, you know, very famous, probably the most famous cooking show. And he's still some kind of a big shot on social media, apparently. Well, he put out a video on TikTok that he was proud of, that shows him perched on the fence, the corner of a kind of a manger scene of innocent white lambs who are captured in this like manger, little corral with hay or straw. And Gordon Ramsay is perched on the corner, rubbing his hands together, almost drooling over these lambs. And of course, the lambs represent Christ. They are white lambs, which is the innocence of Christ, right there in front of you. And Gordon Ramsay, the demonic celebrity chef, is saying, he's rubbing his hands, yum, 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 yum. Which one of you goes into the oven first? I can't wait to eat you. That's what he's screaming. Well, not screaming, but that's what he's saying. And then he says, oven time, which one of you? And he's like creeping up on these lambs like a demon, like a little devil creature. Watch that video, because so you need to know I'm not making this up. Watch his behavior for yourself and ask yourself, is this normal? No, this is demonic. Check it out.
Yummy, yum, 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 yum. Yummy, yum, 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 yum. Which one's going in the oven first? You. Oven time.
Well, what'd you think? Just mind-blowing, evil, demonic, and it just shows you they're no longer trying to hide who they are. Now, Gordon Ramsay is a Luciferian, demon-possessed creature. I will say that on the record, in my opinion, that is what he is. And that's why he's allowed to be a, quote, celebrity. Because all the celebrities, all the people who are uncensored today, well, maybe not 100% all, but the vast majority of the biggest names are Luciferians. They are Satan worshipers, and they are part of this global effort to destroy human civilization and to try to defeat God in the name of Lucifer. So now let's go to the 2022 British Commonwealth Games opening ceremony. This is the real shocker. This will blow your mind. And I'll ask my editor to roll some of the more astonishing footage as I'm describing it here. But again, the opening ceremony of the Commonwealth Games, and what you're seeing is Baal, or Baal, or however you pronounce it. Well, I was just going to pronounce Baal, or Baal, the demonic entity represented by the horned bull. And this is representing the beast right out of Revelation, I believe, chapter 14. And it talks about the beast rising out of the sea. And then there's a second beast from the earth. And these beasts would take over dominion over earth and enslave all of humanity. And all who oppose the beast would be destroyed and so on and so forth. This is now being depicted right out in the open. I want you to notice that there's lava depicted on the ground with these kind of lava perimeter special effects lights. So they're creating a hellscape. This is clearly an arena of hell. And then they have this giant walking beast, which is a bull. It's a horned bull, but Baal, the demon creature, that all the people are worshiping. So they are bowing down. They are dressed like ritualistic Satan worshipers. They are bowing down to the demon beast, which represents Satan. And they're not, you know, they're not even hiding it anymore. This is right out in the open. This is showing that in the view of these governments, like the UK, that Lucifer, they say, has dominion over Earth, and that the governments, such as the British government and the American government, and frankly, most governments of the world, are in fact working directly for Satan, and that they are conquering the Christians and the people in order to sacrifice them on behalf of Satan. So this is the conquering of the human race under the beast from hell. And this is the same beast, which is the mark of the beast system, 666, you know, installing microchips. You know, you'll have a symbol on the palm and on the forehead, and you won't be able to buy or sell without the symbol. You know, that's the iPhone. Apple is a demonic, satanic corporation run by a Luciferian homosexual, Cook, I think is his name, who is following orders from Satan. And Satan is ordering the governments to worship him now openly in the sporting events. And you see this at the Super Bowl. You see this at the Olympics. The Olympics is all working for Satan. It's all demonic. But now here at the Commonwealth Games, this is the most blatant imagery that we've seen yet. It leaves nothing to the imagination. It's just a hellscape with lava and fire and smoke and the demon bull and the people, you know, dressed as Satanists worshiping Lucifer. It's all right out in the open right now. And this is being done on behalf of world governments. So understand, folks, that most of the governments of the world are, in fact, extensions of Lucifer. And every Western government is working directly for Lucifer. So Canada, you know, Justin Trudeau is a Luciferian. He's a Satan worshiper. The United States, fake President Joe Biden, obviously he and his team are all Satan worshipers. In addition, the UK, France, Germany, of course. Who else? Australia, New Zealand, and so on. They're all demon-worshipping Satanists. And as further proof of this, notice that they're now promoting cannibalism and child sacrifice. So there was a story just the other day on LifeSite News that the government of Canada is now pushing euthanasia for children. They have propaganda materials for children, like little children's books that talk about being euthanized and ending your life as a child. And remember, these are the same children that have been vaccine injured by the Luciferian transhumanism mRNA injections, which these, you know, satanic governments call vaccines, but they're not actually vaccines. So first, they claim the children on behalf of Satan with the mRNA transhumanism injections. And every person who took that vaccine, the mRNA vaccine, not the AstraZeneca one, but the Pfizer or the Moderna, every person who took those vaccines, in my opinion, has now, they are owned by Satan. They have sacrificed their bodies to Satan. They've signed up for the transhumanism. They, in my opinion, they will no longer be able to enter the gates of heaven. They will be rejected because they gave up their bodies to worship Satan, or they were tricked into it. A lot of them were tricked into it. But Satan has now taken over their bodies, even at a genetic
level because of the transhumanism effect of the mRNA injections. Well, they've done this to children, and children have been harmed. Now, children can still enter heaven because they themselves were not responsible for saying yes to the Luciferian vaccine injections. But adults, they actually made a conscious decision to take the vaccine, whereas children are just innocent victims of this. And so I think that God has more mercy on the children who were coerced into these decisions. Nevertheless, now that the children are injured and in many cases killed by these vaccines, the ones that are still alive are being euthanized by the Luciferian governments of the world, such as Canada. And that euthanasia push is now underway. And make sure you note that in the United States, there's also the dissolving of human bodies in the sewage system. And then, and this is legalized in more than 20 U.S. states, including Wisconsin, California, Oregon, Washington, Colorado, a bunch of other states. We've covered that before. So they use what's called alkaline hydrolysis. They flush the human remains down into the sewage system for the city, and then they take that sewage and they spread it on the crops. And in effect, it's kind of one step removed cannibalism. So you're still eating the dead. So this is all ritualistic sacrifice to Lucifer. So the whole biosludge practice is demonic. It is purely evil. And then don't forget, on top of that, we now have the New York Times saying that now is the time for cannibalism. So the New York Times, which is the mouthpiece for both the CIA and also, you know, Satan, of course, is saying that cannibalism needs to be embraced. People should start eating other people. Now, you're never supposed to eat animals, remember, according to the liberal media. You can't eat cows, you know. You can't eat pigs. I mean, they would probably even attack Gordon Ramsay for eating lambs, right? Or any kind of mutton, anything like that. So you can't eat meat, but you can eat each other. You see, that's the message from the liberal corporate media. Go ahead and kill each other and eat each other. And then adding one more layer to this, of course, you have the transgenderism push for children. You have the grooming. You have the pedophilia pushed by radical leftists, left-wing media, Associated Press, Reuters, Wikipedia, left-wing school teachers, school administrators, school counselors, college professors, pushing pedophilia, grooming, transgenderism onto children. And now we have the FDA warning that one of the chemical castration drugs causes children to go blind. So, I mean, think about how demonic this is. It's like, oh, your child has to be turned into a transgender demon creature, and we're going to make sure your child goes blind so that your child can't see. Because, you know, I mean, think of metaphorically, sight and clarity is aligned with godliness and with the message of Jesus Christ. But being deceived or blinded, both in actuality and metaphorically, is something that Luciferian forces would try to accomplish by harming children who could otherwise see, right? And I'm not talking about people who are born with a visual impairment of some kind. I'm talking about parents and school teachers and counselors assaulting children with drugs that make them go blind. And the FDA admits it. They've actually put out a warning about it. And yet this practice, and of course the genital mutilations of children, continues to be practiced by these demonic surgeons and doctors, pedophiles and groomers of the left. And of course, everybody in big tech now has banned the word groomer because they have to protect the pedophiles. They have to protect the groomers. So you can't say groomer on Reddit. You can't say groomer on Twitter, Facebook, anywhere, not even in YouTube anymore. If you use the term groomer, you're probably going to get banned or dinged or penalized, eventually completely shut down. This is why we need independent platforms like Brighteon.com and, you know, others out there. But that's why I built Brighteon.com, so that we can tell the truth and we can call out the demon creatures. We can call out the pedophiles, the predators, the Luciferians, the abortionists, the child murderers, the child sacrifice ritual practitioners. And by the way, all of these things that I just mentioned, all of these demonic creatures, they are the Democrat Party, The Democrats are now synonymous with demons, and they also run almost every government in the world. They do not run Russia's government, which is interesting. And I don't think that they run Hungary's government, by the way. And I think they probably don't run Poland either. There may be some other, maybe, I don't know about Austria, but they absolutely run the UK, the US, Canada, and most Western nations. They probably don't run, you know, African nations and so on, or Middle Eastern nations. So it's just interesting that the entire world is shaping up to be this spiritual warfare against humanity, against Christianity, against God, and it's all now right in our faces. And if you speak out against this, if you point out anything, you are completely deplatformed and censored and banned. And this is going full supernatural, folks. I want you to understand how this is going completely supernatural. Now, I'm interviewing Steve Quayle coming up shortly on this issue and others. He's also participating in a new documentary that we're doing that's going to come out in about 2 months, maybe a little bit more, that's going to be mind-blowing. But Steve Quayle talks about how the portals are opening and how literally multidimensional demonic creatures are passing through into this realm, and they are materializing in this world, and they are attacking people. They're being caught on camera. There's a lot of sightings of these demonic creatures and so on. And also, by the way, I was texting back and forth with David Wilcock on this very subject, and David Wilcock was describing how the intention of evil actually creates these evil entities in another dimension, but that then the rituals, such as child sacrifice rituals or the demon Baal worship, which is what the Commonwealth, that whole ceremony was about, open public worship. The point of this open worship is to bring the demonic entities into this realm. So in other words, the rituals are the summoning, whereas the intention cannot summon the creatures. It's the rituals that accomplish the summoning. And if you know anything about summoning or invocations of evil entities, you know that the more human beings are involved in the ritual, the more powerful the summoning, the more powerful the portal becomes, or the more demon creatures can come through the portal. So literally, when you see the British Commonwealth opening ceremony, those games, that is not a coincidence. They are literally opening a multidimensional portal to allow demonic entities to flood into this world and to take over governments and take over schools and universities and take over tech corporations. As the entities flood in, they then occupy the bodies of those who are morally weak, people who don't read the Bible, people who don't pray for protection from Christ and angels and so on. They're easily consumed. They're occupied. And you have to have exorcisms to get rid of them. But we're talking about demonic possession and influence. And these rituals bring in the demonic entities that are then able to move around our world and actually start to possess individuals, such as celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay. He's totally demonically possessed. He's a demon creature. He's not even human anymore. You know, no normal human being would act the way that he acts on camera, and he releases it on TikTok. He's very proud of that. And then don't forget about CERN. Don't forget about the physics experiment to open portals into other dimensions and bring evil entities flooding into this world, and how the logo of CERN is 666. It's all Mark of the Beast. It's right out of the book of Revelation, chapter 14, I believe. And also Google Chrome, the symbol is 666. Big tech is all Luciferian, 100% demonic. All of the LGBT transgenderism is purely demonic, 100% Satanism, pedophilia, child sacrifice, cutting off, you know, penises and breasts of young children so they can use them in sacrifice. And of course, cannibalism of children, like eating, like literally eating the organs of young children who have been aborted at the abortion centers and so on while they're worshiping Satan. This is all happening. This is all happening on planet Earth right now. And one of your best protections is to read the Bible, read scripture, read it out loud, say the name of Jesus Christ, ask for protection, let God know whose side you're on. You need that spiritual armor, that armor of God. You need it on you. And then do not fall for any of the tricks of Lucifer, such as, oh, this vaccine is safe and effective. You should take it. You should give it to your children. No, you're turning your children over to Satan when you do that. So not everybody's going to make it through this, folks. Billions of people are already gone. Billions of people will be consumed by Satan. It's already done. Just make sure that you don't join them. Thank you for listening. Pray to God for protection. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.